Let's return now to our series, Those Who Serve, about our men and women in uniform. Today we meet Sergeant Chris Cunningham with the 10th Mountain Division. He has deployed 5 times to Afghanistan, surviving some of the most horrific fighting of the past decade. NPR's Tom Bowman spoke with Sergeant Cunningham at a small outpost in Afghanistan.
Early afternoon, Sergeant Cunningham heads into a long, dusty tent to teach Afghan soldiers the basics of map reading.
Remember, it's this line right here. Practice with your protractor.
After the sun sets, American soldiers help Afghan soldiers outside the wire. They pop artillery shells containing what's called an illumination round. It transforms the desert night into garish midday, and with luck, scatters any Taliban near Afghan checkpoints. Late night, Sergeant Cunningham stares into the flames of a fire pit. He puffs on a cigar and recalls the names of friends he lost in his first firefight more than a decade ago.
Brad Gross was the team leader. And then Matthew Commons. And then Mark Anderson. That guy, he was awesome. He was a math teacher before he came to the Rangers. His dad was a Ranger in Vietnam.
Sergeant Cunningham didn't seem destined for this kind of life. He worked in a restaurant in his native Vermont as a dishwasher and later a cook. He wanted to do something different. Combat was definitely different. March 2002 in the mountains hard against the Pakistan border. Operation Anaconda, one of the first large-scale battles of the Afghan War. Cunningham's team climbed into a lumbering Chinook helicopter. He recalls flying high into the hills, seeing the patches of snow stream past the windows.
I don't think I was really nervous. I was excited to do it. I think we were all excited because all the training we did back in Kentucky and South Carolina and Georgia, they were finally getting to go do our mission.
Their mission was to support a group of Navy SEALs battling a Taliban force, but their helicopter came under fire and crash-landed. The soldiers streamed out into a gunfight.
The boys, they died doing what they were supposed to do, getting off that helicopter, and died within seconds.
There are no more firefights for Sergeant Cunningham, no more seeing his friends placed in body bags, no more helping young soldiers cope with the horrors of war. Now, Sergeant Cunningham is in something of a safe haven, inside a combat outpost in Ghazni province. Sergeant Cunningham admits he was not happy when he heard about this training job with the Afghan Army, or ANA.
I was nervous because I knew the ANA when I was here last time, and they weren't anything like they are now. They were undisciplined, lazy.
But he says he's been impressed with their development, their willingness to take on the Taliban, and their eagerness to learn about what they'll face.
One of the staff sergeants, he's like, you know, have you lost soldiers before? I'm like, yes, I've lost soldiers before. He's like, can you tell me what it's like? And I told him that's why it's so important to train these guys, because the moment that you get complacent, that's when the enemy is going to attack you. So you always need to be ready when you're out there.
He estimates he's lost 20 friends to this war, friends like Sergeant Jared Monty, who died trying to save a fellow soldier and was awarded the Medal of Honor. That day, Monty crawled out under Taliban fire to save a wounded soldier. He was struck himself and called out to Cunningham.
He wanted me to go get him. Cunny, come get me. So I'm like, all right, roger that. Told the guys to cover me, and I started moving towards him, bear crawling over there.
But Cunningham couldn't reach Monty. Too many bullets in the air.
He's like, hey, tell my family, you know, I made my peace with God. And then he died.
There's no more excitement about war. It's been replaced by a sort of grim wisdom and the heavy responsibility of training soldiers in honoring those who died here.
Kind of like they're always looking over us. You got to pass on what they taught you, because that's going to help them live forever. Whatever they taught you, you teach as somebody, and they're just going to keep going.
He has his own family to look after now, a wife and 2 young kids, Cecilia, who turned 1 on this deployment, and 4-year-old Hudson.
He doesn't understand what I do. Like, I bought him a globe from over here, and I sent him a globe and a magnifying glass. He knows where Afghanistan is now. He knows why Daddy can't come home right now. He knows I got to take care of soldiers.
Sergeant Chris Cunningham has several more months before his 5th tour is over, and he gets to head home. Tom Bowman, NPR News.